Pussy Slayer says, accept who you are, unless you're a neckbeard. Then reject everything, even yourself.
Of course, wow. Those guys smell like Doritos and fucking Mountain Dew. Of course you're gonna reject them. Ugh.
It's not. You have a neck beard too, don't you?
Oi.
It's not like you smell any better.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say I smell any better, but I don't smell like fucking, you know, that crap.
You smell like neck beard.
How dare you?
Rob smells like hot Cheetos.
Cream cheese. Really? Hell no, you're gonna accuse me of that crap? No, I'll take the Ruffles cheddar cheese any day.
Enough. Oh. Talk about the court. I imparted wisdom upon you, and you squandered this opportunity.
Well, I'm saying I agree with you. It's fucking, those neckbeards smell like that. Matter of fact, that neckbeard doesn't look any better. And talk what about the fedoras?
Rob, my friend. I must ask you this, but...
Oh, boy.
Have you looked in the mirror before?
Oh, shit.
Oh, where are you going with this?
I need not go anywhere. I've already found myself, but you, my friend, you have not seen yourself.
Hey, don't you have a neckbeard, Pushy?
No. I have a regular transcendent beard. Yeah. It stops before the virus, the curse. The burden gets too far down to my neck.
So you call it the curse line, I'm guessing, by any chance?
Pardon me.
I'm guessing you call it the curse line right before the neck beard is what you're talking about.
I call it the devil's curse.
What?
Oh my god. Is there anything else we should know about the
what neck beards? Do you mean what? Do you have a neck beard growing out of your ears too?
Well, wouldn't it be an ear beard?
I don't know. I need the neck beard to tell me that.
It just sounds like ear hair, man.
Does your neck be a stretch to your ears?
No. What the fuck? Let's start roguing my fucking ears.
Disgusting behavior.
Hey, Pushy, you're an old bastard. Don't you have hairy ears?
No.
Right, you're telling me you trim that stuff all the time?
The old motherfucker.
I don't need to, because I have stopped the neckbeard virus. The curse. I stopped it.
You know, get the fuck out of our studio.
Fine.
Come on, man.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah, fine. I need not part wisdom on the ignorant. The willfully ignorant. The willfully ignorant.
Hey, don't worry, man. We got the internet. We just look it up there.
I don't need to worry about the door shutting when I walk out. Some nice guy neckbeard will keep it open for me.
Fuck out of here. Where's Lane? Hey, Lane, where you at?
Come on, man.
Yeah. I'm back. Hey.
Okay.
I'm back. Hey, that old guy's kind of weird. He like stroked my beard. And he said, like, no, he like stroked my beard and said, keep up the good work. And I was like, okay, all right.
Did he say that seriously or sarcastically?
I don't know. He's an old Asian guy. How the fuck am I supposed to say?
How did you assume it? That's what I'm asking.
How did I what?
How did you assume he said it? Like, okay, or...
What do you mean assume he heard it with his own two ears?
Yeah.
All right, whatever.
I'm not assumed.
Yeah, well, fuck this. Go on to the show.
Yeah. Pushy was actually here talking to Lan, Rob.
I'm out.
Let's go.
Welcome to Yarada Me, the show without a tagline. I'm Mike.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Lane.
And on this week's episode...
Walk with Jesus for $3,000.
A tale from the blackout.
And Rob goes on a date.
Guinea pig ice cream becoming a new trend in Ecuador.
Love it.
According to
HuffPost.com. No, that's a dog. It goes quick, quick, quick. Sounds like a bird. So,
please don't eat me.
Snap.
Which one? Okay, Maria del Carmen Pilipino was... Hold on.
Pilipino. Come on, you got a Mexican guy and a Filipino guy and a Vietnamese guy has to correct them?
Surprising. That's interesting. Okay, so she was out of work and had three kids. She started attending free training courses for entrepreneurs, and after 6 months, she began testing out her guinea pig ice cream. Which actually ended up working.
Damn.
Ooh, wow. Muy delicioso.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's not what they say in South America.
Yeah.
Let's go with the universal language.
That's Van good Lam. Too.
Well, universal.
Universal. What's universal?
Not Vietnamese. I don't know the.
Ngon qua.
Ngon lam. Ngon qua.
Ngon lam. Okay, now I'm confused.
Hey, don't
just, keep, reading,
just keep reading. Keep reading.
Just keep reading. Okay, so the ice cream is from Carmen, as she talks about. She actually makes the ice cream by cooking and preparing a plate from the guinea pig flesh, adds milk or cream, oh, and yeah. then refrigerates it. And
that's not something you read every day. Guinea pig man, flesh.
I'm getting hungry. Yes, I'm getting hungry as fuck right now. Shit.
Damn.
Oh, she refrigerates it until it's enough. It comes until it has a rough consistency of ice cream.
Whoa.
Whoa. Like, that sounds so delicious.
And so, yes, she sells it for one scoop for a dollar.
Damn,
so
that's
if you're
cheap.
Really into it, then by all means, go for
damn,
it.
Damn, she's making money then. Holy shit.
She makes money off that shit.
That's right? Hella cheap. I'm driving over there right now.
And while you're at it, if you happen to think that's sounds gross, well, actually, the article goes out saying there's different ways they make ice cream in Latin America. One is actually they use ants and worms are used for some of the desserts and often are for chocolate infused ones.
Wait, so instead of gummy worms, so instead of gummy worms, they actually put real worms?
Yep.
Huh.
In order to make
right,
some
right
of
out of the ground, bro.
God. Yeah.
Zing.
With some dirt.
How do you think it gets so?
Or if you want the real good shit, it take it out of your poop.
Damn, tapeworms. Ew. Oh.
Yeah.
You got to recycle that
wait,
shit.
Those worms? I wish I could taste, you know, some of the curry from last night.
Okay, I don't know what establishment you've been going to, but they clean mine when I eat it.
Oh, so, okay.
Nah, that's how you get all the unique ice cream flavors, man. You get kind of that taste of the curry from the tapeworm.
Bam.
What, from yesterday night? Your refuse?
Yeah, from yesterday night.
Okay, and so it goes out from one of the, I believe they got somebody from a Catholic university in her town. Having it says that isn't a surprise since guinea pig food was actually really important to them and their own society and also has a high protein.
Healthy.
Yeah, hey, they've been domesticating guinea pigs for like years. Like, was it 20,000 before Christ? Or no, 20,000, not 20,000, 2,000.
I was going to say, just fucking bring a sandwich bag of guinea pig jerky with you and eat it before you work out.
We'll change that BC to BP.
Getting those gains, bro.
Do you lift those guinea pigs?
Into my mouth.
Damn, that'd make a good snack.
Exactly. Okay, and the first also goes out saying that there's no reason that anyone should be amazed that guinea pigs are an ice cream since they definitely eat them. Just.
I mean, I don't know. I've never had fucking Chick-fil-A ice cream out here.
Yeah, I never had chicken ice cream.
Chicken ice cream? Oh, my God. Yeah. Just put it in a Ben & Jerry's and you're good. You'll just eat it up.
Probably wouldn't taste. Hey, chicken and waffles ice cream from Ben & Jerry's? It probably doesn't even sound that bad, honestly.
Hey, what if they had beef berries? Like, they actually used beef, like cattle, and they made ice cream with it and mixed it with berries.
Probably. What about dingleberry ice cream?
The fuck?
Dingleberry? What does that have?
The fuck's there? A dingleberry?
Yeah, y'all don't know what a dingleberry is?
Nah, apparently not.
Well,
is that an insult?
When a person has a hairy ass and they take a shit, sometimes the poop attaches to the hairs of their ass.
That's a dingleberry?
What the fuck?
I ain't gonna be harvesting that shit.
I'm sorry the audience had to listen to that explanation of what a dingleberry was.
You know what? This is getting gross. Let's move on.
Right, let's move on to the next story.
Jesus shoes. A pair of sneakers that goes for $3,000 is filled with holy water and sells out in minutes.
Man, what a jip. Jesus shoes. I was thinking like it was shoes Jesus wore.
I bet you Kanye West bought them all.
Ah, damn.
Yeah, he's probably gonna have them there somewhere.
You know, because Jesus walks
on water.
These nice ass kicks. Yep.
Hey, you know, that's technically, maybe, if you wear this, you could say that you walk on water.
Hold on, don't spoil too much now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right. I'm the one reporting this shit. Come on.
All right.
Oh, shit, my bad.
Okay, so according to NDTV.com, a manufacturer by a Brooklyn-based creative label, Mischief, which is spelled M-S-C-H-F.
You're the journalist, huh? You're the journalist in this?
Yeah, I'm the journalist. Not professional.
All right, fair enough. Me too.
There you go. They have seen the holy light, and with it came a sign, but mostly a pair of shoes.
Did you was that your line?
That was me.
Good reporting.
There you go. Okay, so the shoes are actually a Nike Air Max 97s, which if you actually try to buy them, they're around from $160 to $170.
Damn.
The shoes are filled with holy water, and I tried looking that up, so they'll range anywhere from $6 to $20, something around that.
The holy water?
Yep.
Where'd they get it from?
Your sink?
My sink, goddamn.
Probably.
I still have in those little camel packs. they probably just like run to the local lake. I feel like a gallon of that shit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I actually happened to see one of those, too. They're selling gallons of holy water.
And what they sell? You
can tell it's holy water because it smells like moss and duck shit.
Just stagnating. Right.
Is it going? Yeah. Okay, so also there's a cross on it. We have, you know, Jesus on it.
All and right, not going to lie, as a non-religious person, the cross does look kind of dope.
Yeah.
It gives it like a way more bigger, like, hey, check out my Jesus shoes.
Hey, but that's kind of...
I love Jesus.
That's kind of fucked up, though. Why would you bear his suffering on your feet? You know?
You're chilling with Jesus, man.
Hey, man, you can do that at the end of your life.
He's with you at all
good.
Times.
Nah, you could do...
You can walk with Jesus.
Hey, nah. You could do that at the end of your life if you've been good. You don't need to...
yeah, go look
You
with
don't
that.
Need to bear his suffering.
Yeah, you don't even got to be good. You just got to buy these $3,000 kicks. You'll go to heaven immediately.
Bam.
Hey, but then you'll be walking all over Jesus.
Nah, Jesus is walking with you.
Exactly.
He's a...
If it was on the sole of my shoe, I'd be walking on Jesus.
There you go.
Yeah, but you're...
He's on top of it.
But Jesus' soul is on my shoe.
Hey, nah. He's coming along for the ride, so every time you're walking flamboyantly, kicking your feet up, he's like getting like tossed around and shit.
Oh, no.
Hey, bitches love Jesus, all right?
Hey, not only that, but if the water is supposed to represent the blood of Christ... It's below your feet, so you're walking on his blood.
You're not walking on the blood. Jesus is on top of your shoe.
No, but look at...
So he's right. He's riding.
The water. Look at the water. Where's position?
Oh, the water. Yeah,
it's under your... Water. It's underfoot, so you're walking on his blood.
Oh, shit.
So you're just flinging his dried husk around while you walk on his blood.
Damn, seems like a lot of disrespect.
Yeah.
Another detail of the shoe is actually it has the passage of Matthew 14:25, which, as you said, describes when Jesus walked on water. It is on the shoe.
Told y'all.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. So, of course, you're walking. So, in a way, you are walking on water since you have the holy water on there.
Man, that's such a bad design, having that little thing there. From far away, it looks like they put the fucking shoe size on the side of the shoe instead of underneath the thing.
To make sure. Okay, and also the box has a custom artwork too. It has an angel on it.
Oh, for real?
Yep.
Hey, it's nothing angelic. Oh my gosh. There's nothing angelic about walking on the blood of Christ.
Yeah, I should buy these and resell them.
You gotta flip them.
Well, I should find that you say that too, because that's why they're so high. They were originally sold for $1,425.
Oh, that's it? That's a little cheap.
But since they sold out, that's why their prices went up to $3,000.
Damn.
Oh my god.
So if you bought those and flipped them, oh my god.
Yep.
You would have doubled your fucking money.
Slightly more than doubled. And of course these shoes are not officially licensed by Nike or Jesus.
Oh, Jesus doesn't endorse these?
No, he does not.
Wait, so he's not making any money on it?
Well, I mean, if he was making money on it, I'm pretty sure he would endorse it.
Oh, without Jesus' endorsement, you might as well just go to hell for buying these.
Yeah.
Ultimate irony of
it's
all.
It's just because they got water from the Jordan River. That doesn't mean it's Jesus approved.
Yeah, right. More like Lake Almaden.
Hey, no, it's actually from Jordan River. they got it and injected into the thing.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right, and one last thing to report on the story is that the founder of the company hinted there may be a second coming in the future.
Wow.
Yeah, he's going to be rocking these kicks.
Maybe something way more better than
that. Can you see Jesus wearing these shoes with the white socks and cargo shorts?
I could see him coming back and descending from heaven as a hype beast.
Oh. All right, that's all I got to report on this story.
All right, moving on.
Bang. A 21-year-old man overslept for jury duty, so a judge sent him to jail for 10 days.
Talk about overkill.
Yeah, just for a little. Well, I mean, it's not little, but
yeah.
I get you. Something happened.
Yeah, he sent him with criminals, man. What this guy did wasn't like criminal.
All he fucking did was not set the alarm, and they sent his ass to jail.
And then he got chewed out by the judge. At that,
the judge just seemed like a big ass asshole.
It's just like, hey man, shut the fuck up. You're not my dad. Just fucking give me the sentence. Whatever you're gonna do. Jesus Christ.
It's your civic duty.
Now, let's go on with this. So according to BuzzFeedNews.com.
My favorite website.
Ooh, DeAndre Somerville was sentenced to, of course, 10 days of jail with 1 year of probation, made to pay a fine,
1 year?
And ordered to 150 hours of community service for oversleeping and not returning for his jury duties.
1 year probation. Are you serious?
That's fucking retarded.
Ridiculous. Okay, so on the day Somerville was supposed to return to court, because he did go the first day but overslept the second day, he happened to see he overslept, he missed his ride to the courthouse, and instead of rather finding another way to get to the court, he ordered calling the jury house, instead he went to work.
Oh.
That's what I would do. You make more money than going to the courthouse.
Yeah.
Bro, I was in a... So I was part of a 5-month fucking jury trial.
Fuck.
Yeah.
It was the most Silicon Valley San Jose case of all time. It was HP versus Oracle.
Hey, can you disclose that?
Fuck.
Yeah, I'm allowed to. That was like 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Was it like theft of intellectual property and all that shit?
Actually, it was. Yeah, they were fighting over a CPU chip in a server.
Man, hey, that's so...
So we sat through 5 fucking months of billionaires crying about the rights to a CPU.
Good God.
That was made like 10 years ago.
The fuck, man.
So what I'm trying to get at is in Santa Clara County here in California, they only pay you something like $15 a day to show up.
Yep.
So every week I would make like $75 when I could have just gotten to work and made 4 digits a week.
4 digits a week.
For wasting my time. Yeah, sorry, 4 digits. I'm baller.
Damn.
Bam.
But no, I gotta fulfill my civic duty and fucking sit around and listen to the CEO of Oracle talk shit about the CEO of HP.
Just two rich schmucks talking shit to each other.
That's literally what it was.
Oh my God.
Right. I forgot that fool's name, but the CEO of Oracle, he's a weird motherfucker, let me say that.
Let's go back into this. Instead of going to your court.
Oh, hey, is he boring you, Rob?
Well, I mean, we're here reporting on this story, not his, court. We can make it into a sketch or something.
Shit, my bad.
We'll make yours into a sketch, don't worry. We'll give you your, what you want.
For us, 16 minutes, keep going.
There you go. Okay, so, now I lost my track. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he went to work, and of course, as it goes on in the story, he actually helps his grandparents. More importantly, his grandpa, being that he lost 50% of his mobility, so he definitely takes care of him. So, the following day, Somerville will actually get a letter going to a court and talking to the judge. And the judge told him how important jury service is, and saying that it's more important than serving in the military.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah. All the invaders are knocking on our door. But
hey.
It's more important you're in here.
We already spent 50% of our fucking budget on the military.
God damn, man.
Yeah, right? Which one's more important, Judge?
You tell me, huh? Seems like one of those hard asses, I swear to God.
Yeah.
Probably some old bastard who watches fucking...
It's on a power trip and shit. He watches Judge Judy and he tries to be like her.
Oh my God.
Judge Judy, she fucking tells people to give them their $20 back. She doesn't do shit.
Okay, so after the 10 days were served, Somerville would actually go back to the judge, and the judge would actually reduce his sentence and accept his apologies. So Somerville will now have to serve 3 months of probation and perform 30 hours of community service.
That's still bullshit.
That's still bullshit. I mean, I get he's 21, and he even said he doesn't have a criminal record.
He's a kid.
He never ever wanted to be near a courthouse because he believed that, you know, nothing good will come with it. And unfortunately, that ended up him in jail. But honestly, 10 days and all of that was too much. And even the reduced is still, like, you know, just give him a warning, a little slap on the wrist.
Yeah, no, just say, hey, don't fucking do this.
Jesus Christ,
yeah,
I mean, jail time.
You gotta tell him, like, you're growing up, but you gotta know the importance of jury duty.
Hey, so he got jail time, probation, community service. He was ordered to write a letter of apology and pay a $223 fine. Was that mentioned earlier?
Oh, actually, no. Thank you for adding that. No. And actually, there's one more part. The judge was mad because he delayed the court hearing by 45 minutes.
Oh, that judge had a lot of important things to do.
Hey, my God.
You could just play Super Smash Bros. On your Switch while you're waiting for him.
Exactly. His time was so important that he dedicated some of it to chew out this guy. Really important. Unnecessarily chewing him out.
It's one of those hard-ass judges. It's like if he looked at every flag and he made sure to count. There's not 50 stars. There's not X amount of stripes. Like, goddamn, man, calm down. Yeah.
Hey, and it says here in the article, in his sentencing, the judge told Somerville he would be monitoring him closely, saying this is just a taste of jail. Kind of sick fuck. He's like,
what the hell?
What an asshole.
Yeah, what an asshole, man. It's just like, what the hell? Monitoring him closely?
Come on, to America, y'all.
Yeah. Why are you monitoring him closely? Just in case he drops the soap? You sick fuck.
Oh, maybe he's the one standing behind him. Make sure he drops that soap.
Oh, shit.
This is a taste of jail.
And I'm going to give you the full treatment. The full penetration treatment.
This is a taste of fresh meat. Oh, Lord.
All right. Let's move on.
Step up.
It has been over 2 weeks since the blackout happened. They said it was only going to last a couple of days, but that was a lie. Papa and Mama went out in search of food, water, and whatever else we may need. Needless to say that they haven't returned, and I've been in my home with half a pack of Ritz and a lukewarm Capri Sun, and now I'm running low on everything. I haven't showered since the blackout, and my plastic latrine is beginning to overflow. It will only be a matter of time before I will have to go out and search for food and supplies on my own. Luckily, I've played enough of the hit PlayStation title, The Last of Us, to know exactly how to survive in this situation. That said, this has been my journal entry for today. Geoffrey Poppycocks, signing out. P.S. If my brother so happens to find this journal, I want you to know you're... Oh no! Who's there?
Hey fool, did you lock the door and shit, fool? Open this shit, fool.
Oh dear, they're here. Where's my Minecraft sword? Oh, gotcha!
Stop fucking around, shit, fool. Open the door.
Stay back! I have my diamond sword. Get away! Away! Brother dearest.
That's right, fool. What you doing in shit, fool?
I've just been writing in my journal about the blackout.
Hey, fool, let me see that shit. It has been 2 weeks since the blackout happened. What the fuck, man? Bro, it hasn't even been 3 hours since they turned off the power and shit, fool. Hey, just because there's like no internet or PlayStation and shit, that doesn't mean time goes any faster and shit, fool.
Well, but It certainly does feel like it.
Man, what else did you write? Family hasn't returned and nothing to eat. It's the way, bro. We told you to come outside with the rest of the familia. All the cousins and tios and dias and shit are here too, fool. You remember? We having a barbecue at the park, fool. Hey, why does it smell like piss and shit, fool? Ay, cochino, Dios mío. What the fuck, bro? Hey, Chewy.
Ay, man.
Hey, take those empty 40s and throw them away. That's hella nasty, fool.
Aight, man.
Okay, what else did you write? P.S. If my brother happens to find this journal, I want you to know you're a straight bitch. No, mom is great. Hey, fool, let's see who's the real bitch after I show this to everyone.
So I walk through the Valley of Shadows. I fear no.
And that's how little Joffrey died.
Okay, that was a little dark.
He just killed him.
Yeah. All right, moving on.
Boy, oh boy, tonight is the night. I get to finally meet that fine-ass girl I met through Tinder.
Hello there, sir. Welcome to my restaurant, The Egg Roll.
What's up, man?
Eating alone tonight. You know these booths are for couples.
Yeah, I know. I'm just waiting for my date. She's a little late.
Sure you are. How about a shot on me? Just in case the night doesn't go as planned.
I'll take you on that offer. I'll take 2 drinks.
Hi.
Oh, snap. Here she comes. Damn, she looks exactly like her photos. Okay, man. Just act natural.
Excuse me. Hi. Are you Rob?
Yes. I'm guessing you're Alexandra?
Yes. Nice to meet you.
Please, have a seat. I've already ordered some drinks.
Ooh, right to the chase there, Robbie boy.
You know me.
No, actually, I don't.
Male and female, here's some water on the house.
Water? I thought I got shots. This doesn't even have ice.
But Mel, you've never specified what drink wanted. In my village, we never get to drink water. I had to earn my keep by training my fingers to.
God damn it! Then give us some shots of vodka or something.
Right away, sir. Shots of vodka or something coming right up.
God damn it.
Wow, Rob. You are really lame.
Oh, come on. The night hasn't even started.
All right, then. Hit me with your best shot.
Sure. All depends on that damn waiter.
You're funny.
Well, I try.
Okay.
So, what do you do for work?
Oh, well, I work for a radio station.
Oh, wow. Really? What radio station?
I'm on 90.2 SKSA.
Wait. I think I've heard you on that radio station before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, aren't you the host?
No, I'm actually the receptionist for the office.
Oh, because you sound a lot like...
Who?
Never mind.
All right, I got tired of watching this train wreck. So here is your shot of vodka or something.
Wait, these are just a pair of syringes.
You asked for shots, eh?
God damn it. What is this, a new hipster trend?
Make sure there aren't any air bubbles in the syringe when you shoot up.
Oh my, aren't you a bad one? Meow.
Oh, pushy on pushy, I see. Well, if I were a dog, I'd be in the dog pound.
You're funny.
What?
Excuse me, but I am needed elsewhere. Ta-ta for now.
Bye.
Oh, so I work for a big tech company in Silicon Valley.
Wow.
A real big company.
Cool.
Are you even listening? I'll be going now. Well, on to the next one.
Wench, where did you take go?
I haven't the faintest idea, but why don't you have a seat, big boy?
Wench, we have a saying in Chinese. 私は by Yao Jin Jie Fa Xin, Pao Hua Xin Jie.
Oh, well, Gong Hao Fat Choi, big boy. What does that mean?
It means your slit shall let loose like the Three Gorges Dam. The Yangtze River will overflow its banks.
God damn it!
Yeah, mean.
And that was Yarada Mean, folks. I've been Mike.
I've been Rob.
Oh, shit. I'm Lan.
If you like the episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, and ring that little on bell on YouTube, I'll tell you what.
And follow us on Twitter at Yarada Mean Show, and check out our Patreon.
Bye.
Peace.
Stay happy, y'all.